Blog Talk
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Really all praise is for Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and the consequences of our evil deeds. For Allah guides will never be led astray, and whoever Allah leads astray will never find guidance. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, alone without any partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his messenger, his servant, and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I greet you, my listening audience, and the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, I'm starting back bringing certain lectures over the Blog Talk Radio and the internet after our beautiful Ramadan. Allah blessed us to be able to complete the Ramadan, and now we have the time now to focus on some of the subjects that we should deal with. One of the things that is most interesting to me right now, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, is a subject on the basics of the Shahada. What is the Shahada, and why is it important for a person to make the Shahada? Well, first thing, this is what I'm going to be doing, this series, enough to I want to take from to write a book on the basis of Shahada. According to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and verses from the Quran, from Allah's book, the book of guidance. And inshallah, I pray Allah that we're able to comprise a book for the common man, so he'll be able to understand why do people take their Shahada, and we feel that when you take your Shahada, it makes you a Muslim. But just saying the words is, we look at things in a different light, and it's really not just that. In order when a person makes a Shahada, or to a Shahada, he's making the oath. First of all, he's making all the oath to Allah and His creation, and the angels that walk with him is writing everything that he says now. His intentions has to be one, that he is now ready to become a Muslim. A Muslim is one who submits his will to the will of Allah, the one who establishes everything, the one who say he believes in all of the books. Muslim is one who believes in all of the messengers, and he makes no distinction between any of the messengers. The Muslim is one who he believes in all of the Quran, and he believes in all of the messengers, but he also believes in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Muslim is one who believes in all of the angels. A Muslim, he says he believes. Again, he says he hears and obeys, and he makes no distinction between any of the messages. We said this already. And also the Muslim, he believes in the Qadr, the good and bad of it. Whatever Allah has written, Allah's decree, he believes in that. And also he believes, a Muslim who say he believes in the judgment. And also the Muslim strives to establish faith within his heart so that he can become more of a believer. And his deen, his religion, is all about establishing the worship of Allah and worshiping Allah in the true sense. A Muslim is not one who takes on the religion as a form of taking on a gang. Islam is not based on that mentality, a gang mentality. Islam is based on freedom. Islam is based on justice, and also Islam is based on equality. Equality in reference to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out for him and laid out for the woman in the Quran. There's many aspects of the deen that the person is striving to learn, but the first and primary aspect that he should strive for is striving to establish tawheed, which is meaning la ilaha illallah, the oneness of Allah. All of the prophets and messengers who came after and preceded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they brought the same message. From Adam to Muhammad, they brought the message of la ilaha illallah. And Prophet Muhammad, which is also, he is the last messenger and the seal of all of the prophets and messengers to come to the world from Allah, he is given the distinction rank of saying that he says he believes in Allah, and we say, and we also believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him, came directly, that Allah came directly and sent the Israel to bring him the Quran, which is the best book and the best guidance. So we say this by saying, Ashhadu illa ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Brothers and sisters, really in reality of this, we say it constantly each and every day, at least 17 times a day when we make our salat. We make our salat and we're in a sitting position and we make what we call the tahajjud, the tashahud. That is that we are making a declaration of faith to Allah then. We're constantly reminding ourselves to believe in Allah and to believe in His Messenger. So these are not just words that we just say from scripture or words off of paper and then we don't take no meaning to it. We must understand that learning to understand Allah is a great blessing if in fact that your heart is pure, if in fact that your mind is aware, if in fact that the deep recesses of your being acknowledges Almighty God, Allah. Allah, who created you and created me, who determined our you and me, brothers and sisters, throughout the entire world, each and every human being. People think that the religion is just for Muslims or this word is just for Muslims. No, it's for every human being because God created the, it says in the Quran, chapter 51, verse 56, the Allah says that He created man and jinn to worship Him and Him only. It is against, you know, the actual faith of Islam to strive to worship something other than Allah. Allah is the one who gave us many favors. He also says that man is ungrateful, that man is weak in flesh, that man is not patient enough. That's why we strive to join in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. We strive to be constant in our faith in what we say. We open up the khutbah that we're talking today when we said, verily, all praises for Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We don't seek any help and forgiveness from no one else. We seek His help and His forgiveness. It says we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves. Yes, we have sometimes evil inclinations because the shaitan is always there trying to pull the son of Adam towards his way rather than the way of Almighty God, Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah said, Allah guides, will never be led astray. So when you're truly guided by Allah, you will never be led astray. When you embark upon saying that you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is His messenger, you are embarking on a journey that you're striving to allow yourself to be guided to that which is to be guided aright. You're striving to be among those who are guided aright. You are asking Allah in your daily prayer to guide you among those whom thou hast guided aright, to show you the straight way. You constantly says this in your Al-Fatiha when you learn it. Adina Sarata Mustaqim. Show us the straight way, not the way, the crooked way, but the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also said, I was saying that it says, whoever Allah leads astray will never find guidance. And how will, why will Allah lead them astray? Really, in reality, you lead yourself astray because you don't take heed to Almighty God Allah. You deny Almighty God Allah. You set up other individuals and things and stones and whatever to be worshipped besides Allah. And those individuals that do that will never find any guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you go and you say right there, I said it, and we constantly say, I bear witness, there is no God but Allah alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Why? Because Muhammad was not a God. No one was God, because there's no God but Allah. Muhammad was a man who ate, who slept, who drank, who had relations with his wives, who married women, a man who had wealth, who gave it, who spent his wealth in charity, a man like me and you. He wasn't a woman, but he was a man. He was to be brought, sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the divine word of Almighty God, Allah. So we constantly say, we bear witness that he's his servant, his messenger, to help him to be brought to the rank. All of us say this throughout the world because Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deserves it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in that position. That wasn't our doing. We have a dispute among ourselves and we have problems. Allah says in the Quran, we should take those disputes to Allah and his messenger. There were great messengers before Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he is the one that Allah chose to complete the journey of man coming into connection with the divine source of divine word of Almighty God Allah. This is why he was given the Quran. So again, we look at that and we ask Allah to always speak the truth, to we strive to do what it is to be a Muslim, one who submits himself to do the will of Allah. So when you take the Shahada, you take this commitment, you take the awesome job of standing up and establishing what Allah says. You are upholding the right. You are really striving to forbid the wrong. You ask Allah to guide you, to protect you, to show you mercy. You ask Allah to show you the right way, not the wrong way. We ask Allah to guide us, protect us, and have mercy on us. Now, I know that I put this thing for 30 minutes, but I think what I'm going to do, because I'm trying to bring a message to each and every one of us, I'm going to go back to 15 minutes. Why? Because I don't want to do a whole lot of talking. I want to do the work. And inshallah, when you get a chance to listen to these are words not striving for me or for me. These are words that I have intentions to bring to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sparked my mind to say. So I really, really want to ask Allah to guide us, protect us, show us mercy, help us against the wickedness of the world. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 94, Allah says, Alam nashralaka zadraka. Did we not expand for you your breasts? And we remove from you your burden. Alladhi ankada dharaka. which had weighed down upon your back, and raised high for your rebuke. For indeed, with hardship will be ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, "Inna ma'al yusri yusra." Indeed, with hardship will be ease. Fa'idha faraqata faraqata fa'isab. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship. This is the command of Allah. Allah also says, "Wa'illa rabbi kafarqab." And to your Lord direct your longing. Go to Allah and ask Allah to help you to be guided to that which is right. Go to Allah and ask Allah to help you to understand this deen. There's a surah in Surah 2, Baqarah, one of the last surah, verses of the 285, the verses of the Quran. Allah talks about how we as individuals who took on this Shahada, how we should understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the verse, "Amanna ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wa al-mu'minun." A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. "Amanna ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wa al-mu'minun." قلون آمنا بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله لا نفارق بين أحد من رسوله وقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah says, the messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so have the believers. All of them have believed in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers, saying, "We make no distinction between any of his messengers." And they say, "We hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the final destination." Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's what it is. It gives you a clear picture in the Quran, that verse, that this is what we as Muslims say, and this is what we as Muslims do, and this is what happens when we take our Shahada. We're on a life's journey to establish this deen, this way of life that Almighty God, Allah, has put forth for us. So I would like to thank you very much for the time that you gave me to listen. And inshallah, we'll try to come to you sometime next week or even probably the later part of this week and to bring you more of the life-giving teachings of the religion of Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Subhanaka lahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah atubu ilayk. I greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you so much and have a good evening.